Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And before we get into this episode brought to you by the Sports History Network, I wanted to tell you about another book giveaway that we have on the website. Our friend of the network, Timothy J. Brown, is giving away 5 copies of his latest book. This book is titled Hut Hut Hike, A History of Football Terminology. This book explores the history of football terminology by examining when and why more than 400 familiar words and expressions entered the game. By linking the game's evolution to changes in its language, readers learn the origins of first string, basic fundamentals, X's and O's, long snapper, and hundreds more of terms used in every football conversation or broadcast. Organized in easy-to-read, bite-sized chunks and filled with period images and illustrations, Hut Hut Hike tells football's history one word at a time. Now, to sign up for a chance to win your copy of the book, head to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, friends of football history. We're glad you could join us as we have this show on September 6th of football history. Let's get right at the news and events from September 6th. 1946, at Cleveland Municipal Stadium, they pack in over 60,000 fans as the All-American Football Conference has its very first regular season game played. It was the Cleveland Browns blanking the Miami Seahawks 44-0. The legendary Paul Brown coached the Brownies to victory while the 25-year-old Otto Graham was under center. Let's fast forward almost 3.5 decades to September 6, 1980, as McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota, ends college football's longest losing streak ever at 50 games as they finally find victory on this football day. The Division III Scots started their long losing streak in 1974. The low point was probably in 1977 when they gave up an average of 59.1 points per game, according to ESPN.com. And in one of those contests, they lost by the score of 97-6 to the Concordia Moorhead Cobbers, who set an NAIA record with 14 touchdowns in a game. The game that broke the streak on this day in 1980 was a very dramatic and emotional win. With 11 seconds remaining in the game against Mount Scenario College, and with the game deadlocked at 14 apiece, McAllister kicker Bob Kay nailed a 23-yard field goal to put an end to the losing streak. Happy time in St. Paul that day. Next, we steam ahead for 7 years in the future to 1987, September 6th. A CFL record field goal is reached as Saskatchewan kicker David Ridgway booted a 60-yard field goal at Taylor Field in Regina, Saskatchewan. The record would hold up for over 14 years. That is when on October 27, 2001, veteran kicker Paul McCallum kicked a 62-yard field goal to break the record on the same field while also playing for Saskatchewan. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, to not only see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskin Dispatch is in the social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Pigskin Dispatch is also happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com. It's time once again in our program for those birthdays of legends on this day, September 6th. We go to 1890, September 6th, Earl William Bill Sprackling. He was Brown University's quarterback during the 1909, 1910, and 1911 seasons. The 1910 season was really special for Sprackling, as he not only was he selected as an All-American, but he was also rated as the best college football player in 1910. Walter Camp chose the smallest 155-pound Sprackling to three straight seasons as a member of the All-American team, the third team in 1909, first team All-American in 1910, and second team All-American in 1911. Our next legendary birthday is September 6, 1901, and that belongs to George Wildcat Wilson. He was the halfback from the University of Washington. Wildcat showed his importance to the Huskies team in the 1926 Rose Bowl game. Wilson's dominant performance for much of the first half of the granddaddy of them all had opponent Alabama on their heels and down by a couple of scores. The Crimson Tide finally got a break late in the second quarter when George Wilson left the game due to injury. The Tide rolled on at that point, led by Johnny Mack Brown with 20 unanswered points, and were driving down the field to score again when the banged-up Wildcat Wilson re-entered the contest and was significant in stalling the Bama drive at the Husky 12-yard line. Wilson then guided the Washington offense down the field and capped off the drive with Wilson throwing a 20-yard strike to John Cole for a touchdown. It was not enough as the Tide held on to win the game 20-19. The stat line of the game showed that with Wilson on the field, the Washington Huskies gained 317 yards and put up 19 points. When he was out, they mustered a mere 17 yards and were shut out while the Crimson Tide scored all 20 of their points in that 22-minute absence of Wilson from the contest. It really put Alabama on the map as a prominent in the college football landscape. The 1926 Rose Bowl has gone down in history known as the game that changed the South. But it could have been much different game had Wildcat Wilson played the whole game. Needless to say, the College Football Hall of Fame invited George Wilson into their exclusive club of legends in the 1951 enshrinement class. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.